This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You know him from The Vamps, a band that sold out arenas, toured the world, and racked up billions of streams. But today, he's flying solo. Bradley Simpson has just released his debut solo album, The Panickies, and dropped a brand new single as well, and is getting ready to hit the road for a massive tour. He's with us live in the studio. Bradley, welcome to Drive.
Hello, man. Thank you for having me.
You're jet-lagged.
A little bit, yeah, but we're making it through on delusion and coffee alone.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Welcome to Drive. Now, you've just come off a run of Intimate Record Store shows. How did they go?
They were really fun, yeah, and it's been a while since I've done that, like completely acoustic by myself. So I was actually really nervous for them, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like you're so close to people and I can't hide behind anything. But it was really nice, and it was like the week that the album came out. So I got to kind of speak to the fans about the album and hear their reactions. It was great.
What's it like, the experience of being so close to fans? It's more intimate, I suppose, isn't it, than being in a packed full arena?
Yeah, more intimate. I think it's actually more challenging as
Is it really?
Like a singer and a musician, I would say, because you're so stripped back. So I think you actually learn more in those moments, weirdly, than you would in like a bigger arena show.
Is that one of the reasons you've decided to do some solo work, to keep the learning going?
Yeah, that was definitely a big, big part of it. I wanted to kind of challenge myself. Not that I didn't feel challenged in the band, but I just wanted to kind of push myself into something different. It's been really fun so far.
When was that moment that you realised that, hey, I need to do this?
I don't know if there was like that one moment that I was like, I need to do this. It was just an accumulation of a few things, of like writing a couple of songs that didn't quite feel right in the band, and then going on a couple of trips. And then before I knew it, I was like, oh, I'm halfway through an album here. So it's kind of happening without me consciously thinking about it.
Now tell us about the album. How's it going?
It's been great, man. Like, the support has been amazing. And like, it got top 10 in the UK, which I had no expect. I just really wanted to write an album that I loved and I was proud of. And then past that, I was like, very much to see what happens. And it's been lovely. Like, the support's been amazing. I just finished the UK like tour literally like 24 hours ago. Maybe a bit more than that.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, we finished in London and Kentish Town, and it was so good, man.
And welcome to Melbourne. If you're listening to Joy Drive, we've got Bradley Simpson with us live in the studio today. Just on the album itself, when you sat down, you thought, you know what, I want to write an album. Is there sort of a theme that you think of before you sit down and write an album, or is each song sort of thought of individually?
I think part of the reason for doing it was there was a couple of songs that I wrote that were about the past 10 years of my life. And like, growing up in the band, I started the band when I was 16, and I'm 29 now. So I think a couple of years ago was the first time that I'd really had time to kind of decompress and think about the past 10 years of my life, be it growing up and like going through life and love and all of those things that I hadn't had a chance to write about from a personal perspective. So I think it's essentially, they've all got their own identities, but the album as a whole is about the past 10 years of my life in your 20s. And the reason it's called The Panic Years is because
I love the title.
I think a lot of people in their 20s are like, what am I doing? Where am I going? A lot of panic in there, but it's also like the most fun time.
I've got some news for you. It doesn't end, that feeling.
Amazing. You're not the first person to tell me that either. So I'm like, great, it never ends.
But how does it feel, I suppose, having completed the album with, I mean, it sounds quite authentic to me in terms of being in touch with how you are and how you're feeling in life. How does it feel at the end of the process?
Thank you, by the way. That's very kind. Yeah, it feels like very surreal when you come to the end of it, because I think you're always like, I really like making albums. I feel very lucky that I'm able to make albums. It was like a 2-year process of making it. And you're so focused on it whilst you're in it, you don't really think it's going to end. And then you get into like finishing the songs and mix and master, and then it's done. And you're like, you kind of don't know what to do with yourself after that. So I think that I was very glad that the tour came. But yeah, it's been like quite surreal, and I'm just enjoying singing the songs and hearing the fans sing it back.
Bradley, can I ask you about Carpet Burn?
You, mate.
What's that? Tell us the story behind that one.
Carpet Bun's just like, it's a love song, really. I think the title alludes to something else. But yeah, it's a love song, and it's about like meeting someone that you wish you'd met sooner because they're very special, and you kind of wish that you had the time with them before you met them, or you wish that you were there for them at a period of time in their life and vice versa. But kind of, yeah, people tend to focus on the Carpet Bun lyric out the rest of the song.
But it does get people hooked into the song, I imagine.
No, hopefully, yeah.
What about, I'm intrigued by this one as well, the band's not breaking up.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Again, like, that's like the title, I think people, I quite like that as well. I tried to do that on the album. I've had maybe titles that would allude to something that the concept of the song isn't. So the band's not breaking up is essentially about a breakup and being like, the lyric is the band's not breaking up, but I guess we really did. But again, all the fans were like, when the album track list got released, they were like, what's that about? Is that about the band? And I was like, it's actually not about the band. It kind of is, but it's more about...
But glad I got you interested.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're in.
I love that. Now, what's it been like watching, I suppose, the fans and getting the reactions from them?
It's been great. Yeah, it's been really fun. And it's also, like, it's cool seeing a few new people come in. Like, there's a couple of people at the gigs in the UK run where they do really feel like new faces, as well as the familiar ones that have been there throughout the band. So it's nice seeing a real mixed crowd. And then also it really feels like everyone's grown up together, because like, I've been in the band for 12 years and I've been doing this now for a year. And I'm seeing people, like, someone came along with a baby the other day to one of those signings. And this is a girl who I've literally... Like, she's been to sign-ins and gigs for the past, like, 10 years, so I recognised her, and she was like, oh, this is my kid. That's so insane to think that we've all grown up together.
And this is the next evolution of Bradley Simpson. I absolutely love it. Now, let's talk about your shows here. What can we expect?
Oh, well, the whole album in full, a lot of sweat. Wow. Yeah, so it's the album top to bottom and then maybe a couple of covers. Actually, on the UK tour, and I want to do this in Australia as well, so if you've got any recommendations, I was doing a cover from an artist in each city.
Oh.
So, like, in Scotland, we did, like, the Proclaimers and Paolo Nutini, Leeds, we did Kaiser Chiefs. And so if there's any Melbourne bands or artists that you would recommend.
Oh, Kylie.
You, absolutely. Kylie's on the list. Jet's on
Kylie's
the list.
Kylie's on the list.
Maybe a bit of Jet.
Okay,
yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Love it.
So trying to throw a few of those in. So that and then just me running around being a sweaty boy, essentially.
What's next for Bradley Simpson?
I think I already feel ready to write new music, which is exciting, because I think there was a couple of months where I was like, I've got nothing to write about at the moment. But I've started writing a couple of new things. So I just want to keep going. These shows have really given me like a lease of life and excitement, so I want to kind of keep that going.
Something I've always wondered, I mean, I don't write music or write anything like that, is can you only write it when you're in a particular frame of mind? Like, do you know when it's time to write a song? And if you're not feeling it, do you fight against it and say, no, I must write another song? How do you go about that?
I think it's different for everyone. It depends on the headspace. Like, I've spoken to people who are like, you should write a song every day, whether it's good or it's bad, just to kind of keep the muscle trained. Mm. And then I spoke to other people who are like, I write 4 songs a year, but I know when that song comes to me, that's how it's like fully formed. I'm a bit more, I went through a phase of writing a lot, and then on this album, the 12 songs that are on the album are pretty much the only songs I wrote for the album. And I was just kind of wait. I wasn't trying to force anything. And I think that's kind of where I'm at. I'd rather wait and have something that I really want to say or get off my chest. And
I reckon you can tell the difference between someone who just churns out stuff that's pop and someone who churns out something that's actually authentic and connects with how you're feeling. I think we can all tell the difference.
Yeah, I think so, even subliminally.
Let's listen to the album. Bradley Simpson, thank you so much for joining us
on
Drive Today.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.